There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast for Yahoo Sports Canada. I'm your host, William Liu. The Toronto Raptors have just won the NBA championship. these are real words that I'm saying. And joining me to celebrate this moment are Alex, Assad, and also new to this podcast, at least, although, you know, longtime listeners of the Reaction Podcast know Sahal very well. Welcome, gentlemen. The Raptors are champions. I don't even know who wants to go first. What's the scene like in Toronto? Give me that scene first, because I'm out here in Oakland and I'm missing out on all this stuff.
Yo, it's crazy out there, man. I just walked home. I was out for a little bit. Came home at 3 in the morning, and these pair of high heels just fell from the streetlight. Like somebody had climbed up there and left their shoes there. It's on front and John if you want to pick it up.
It's absolutely crazy out there. Yo, I don't know if any of the listeners know, but I'm from Richmond Hill. So I was with all my guys. I was at his house, and we knew that we were going to go downtown as soon as this game ended. And yeah. I swear to you, this is the greatest city on the planet. The celebrations I was seeing, and honestly, with so much going on, with everyone, you know, the mood being so celebratory in nature, you would think that there'd be, you know, madness going on. I've seen places where there's cars on fire and just things like it's pretty damn good in Toronto. I mean, like the worst you probably saw was a woman 40 feet in the air, standing on a wire and waving the Canadian flag.
Jesus,
I mean,
Christ. Well, no, I saw some photos. They smashed up a cop car, but I don't know if that was a staged cop car because they had like 8 cops around in the smashed up cop car.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like they put obstacles out there.
This is like GTA.
Like, yeah, like
just like bonus points.
They had specific trucks and stuff out there. Like they had a bus out there, but they knew that bus was meant to be destroyed. They're like, yo, let's just put it out there for people.
I mean, there was a bus that, like, I don't know if it was a, like you said, it was staged, it was supposed to be there, but yeah, if it wasn't supposed to be there, I mean, TTC's got to replace that because the windows are out. There's probably 50 to 75, I'm not even joking when I say there's 50 to 75 people on the top of the bus, to the point where people were almost getting shoved off. But I mean, again, that's the worst you probably saw. My hands are numb.
I don't get, like, yo, the parade's not till Monday morning. Like, what are we supposed to do for the next 3 days? Just, like, ravage the city?
Bro, is anybody going to work on tomorrow? What is tomorrow, Friday? Friday. Nobody's going to work on Friday, man.
Yo, I sent my Slack message in at 11:51 a.m. I didn't even complete the message. I'm just like, yo, I'm not coming in tomorrow, you know, for personal reasons. Not showing up Monday either, so that's their issue. But, damn.
Yo, are we all going
to the parade?
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Man.
It's just crazy.
All right. I'll give you guys the live report from Oakland. First off, you know, there were, I feel like, probably like 2,000 Raptors fans left over. Like all the Warriors fans dipped. Like, even, like, they dipped early, too. And there was no, I thought there would be, like, one last, like, remember when, like, 2016 happened? Like, LeBron had just smacked up the Raptors. But then all the fans stuck around and, like, applauded the team. Like, I thought that would happen because it's, like, the last night in Oracle. But, like, most of these guys didn't care. They just left. But then there was, like, probably at least, like, 4 or 5 sections full of Raptors fans just cheering till the very end. And it was, like, incredible scenes. I didn't see that incident that apparently reportedly happened between Masai and some security guard. I wish I was there to give a report on that. But we can get to that in a second. But, but yeah, I mean, it was actually funny because there's a lot of, like, former Raptors in the building. Like, at one point, I think Chauncey, T-Mac, and Vince had walked, you know, down the tunnel. and like Superfan Nava was just like right there, and he was like just he went up to them, immediately hugged all of them, and was like, "Yo, you guys deserve this. Like, you know, you guys created this." And then like there was one point where like the crowd was like chanting CB4 for Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh was about to do a TSN interview, and like Chris Bosh just like looked at the crowd like, you know, and never went over to acknowledge them. But then like Sam Mitchell's right beside him too. Like, there's just a lot of former Raptors in attendance, and it was just. I'm happy that everyone that has been a part of this franchise has, you know, got a chance. But, yo, this is crazy. This is crazy. The Raptors are NBA champions. I don't even know what else to say, man.
Yo, you can never stress out over a Raptors game again.
No. Yo, what else? Yo, come on. All this other stuff is inconsequential now. Okay, I'm not even going to care about Summer League when Giddy Potts scores 20 points off the bench.
No more 10 things for Summer League. There's people doing fucking draft workouts right now. There are people like scouting for the draft. There's people scouring like, yo, I wonder who my team's gonna get with the 6th pick, dog.
Imagine.
How's this gonna affect our bench rotation next year? Now, who gives a damn? Imagine that pathetic. That's just pathetic, man.
Yo,
imagine having to worry about these things.
Honestly, my first thought after all this is just like the Raptors have come so far, man. Like, just so far, and like the winding road it took to get to this point. I don't know. There's nothing you can compare it to, right? There's no like historical precedent for like what the Raptors did. They weren't like a super team that like got a bunch of stars together and then they won. And they weren't like this team that like drafted a bunch of these guys, got them together like OKC, and then, well, I guess OKC didn't win, but at least, you know, go to the finals, stuff like that. The Raptors are just like this bunch of guys that are just here in this very moment at this very time, and you know they just, you know, together stepped up and contributed. And like, you look at these guys, they all have like entirely different backgrounds, and really the only signature Raptor on the team in terms of just like a Raptor icon is Kyle Lowry, who's been through all of this. And like, oh man.
Yo, Masai did it, man. Masai built a monster playoff team,
man. Legit, man.
Yeah. You know what? Seeing Kyle Lowry put on that championship hat. Mm. Oh, man. What a...
Happiest for Kyle, man. Honestly, happiest for Kyle. Yo, Kawhi's the best player, but happiest for Kyle.
Yeah, definitely.
When that game started, and you just see Kyle zipping down the floor.
He scored like 11 straight points.
Dude, yeah. He assisted or scored like the first 19 Raptor points or something like that.
Yeah.
Because he hit Siakam for 5 of those points, and he scored the other 14.
Yeah.
He's just coming out, smack, 3 in your face, smack, 3 in your face, smack, drive in your face. I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is it. This is where it's his the narrative of Kyle Lowry in the playoffs. I mean, we've been saying it throughout the whole playoffs, but this is really where it's gone. Like, nobody can step to this guy.
Nobody.
Ever.
No.
Yo, someone pulled up that Mark Berman tweet. Remember when Bargnani scored like 6 straight points?
Oh.
And Berman take that, Masai.
Yo, real talk, Mark.
Berman was probably the one holding Masai back from going on the court, man.
Yo, real talk, Berman got a one-on-one with Dennis, Uncle Dennis, after the game. I was trying to sneak in there. It didn't work out, but shout out Mark Berman, apparently. I don't even know what to think. Like, first off, how much of the game do you guys still remember? Because I just remember being like, not stressed throughout, but because I was pretty confident Raptors were going to win this game. I thought they were better. And, you know, obviously Clay going down, which is just super sad. Just super, super sad. Because Clay was having an amazing game 6. Clay was happening again. But after Clay went out, it was just like, the Raptors are going to win this game. But then it was like stressful right down to the last possession. And like, I don't know, man. Steph got that wide open 3, and then he
missed it. When Danny like, threw that ball away.
Oh my god, man. I forgot about that.
Man,
I lost my mind. I don't know if you guys remember this specifically, but do you guys remember when I forgot what happened before the play? But Draymond did something and yelled in Kawhi Leonard's ear, like really loudly.
Mm.
And I said to my friend, I said, you know, Kawhi's the type of guy, he's not going to respond to you, but he's going to remember that. And this guy demanded the ball the next possession, took it straight at Andre Iguodala. Draymond tried to help, and it was an and one.
Mm.
And he gave this little glance to Draymond Green, and I swear to you, it was – that was the best thing I've ever watched.
This game was freaking incredible.
It was an insane game.
The first half, I did not breathe. Like, I'm just like, I couldn't eat. I couldn't drink because I was just like, I'm going to throw up.
Mm.
Like, Steph took two full court heaves in each of the first two quarters.
I didn't do that.
And they all look like they're going to end. They were all like 70 feet.
One of them hit back rim. Like, it was, that was muddy.
Yeah.
God damn it.
That was high level basketball, man. And,
yeah,
you know, like, much respect to the Warriors, but, yo, the Raptors played at that level too, man. And they needed to play at that level, and they did.
Listen, if you got to close out a champion, you got to, like, come out and take that. Like, just take the game from them. And that's exactly what the Raptors did. Like, yeah, you can, like, talk about the circumstances, like, Klay not playing the fourth quarter and, like, KD being out for the rest of the series. But, like, the Raptors had to come in here and take it, man. Like, look at the Warriors. Like, yo, they got 22 points from Andre Iguodala. At one point,
Andre Iguodala outplayed Kawhi Leonard.
Which is wild. Straight up tonight. Andre Iguodala.
How is this man destroying us? Like, Kawhi comes down, bricks a mid-range jumper after using 20 seconds of the clock. Iguodala comes down, hits him. It's the same mid-range jumper at the elbow in his eyepiece.
That doesn't make any sense, man. Iguodala, 22 points in 32 minutes. Draymond actually, I mean, he had 8 turnovers, which and one of them late, which he screamed at somebody for. I don't mean, this is just Draymond. But, like, yo, he got 11 points, 19 rebounds, 13 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. This is an insane performance. And he had 44 minutes.
He's a special player, man.
He's good.
He really is.
He's good. Even DeMarcus off the bench was good for them. 12 points. You know, he had that layup there at the end.
DeMarcus Cousins was damn good, yo.
Yo, DeMarcus Cousins was their number one option down the stretch. Because the Raptors were setting 3 guys at step. Good.
Like, I don't care what the stats say. Like, he was legit.
Yeah.
Like you could feel him on the court. Like, he, like, made himself, like, a presence.
Yep.
Where, like, he was, like sure, like, he had no lift, but guys were biting on his pump fakes, like, for a good 3 possessions in a row. He just kept getting guys to bite on his pump fakes from 2 feet.
I mean, he just did really well versus Ibaka, I think, the whole game. But the great thing was Ibaka was responding, you know, so.
Yo, they should give Alfonso McKinney a ring, too, man. It was, a 3-minute stretch where they just went at him.
I feel so bad for the guy. He played only 10 minutes, but I remember so much of his time because he just kept getting burnt.
Every single time, man.
It was, find Alfonso, go at him. Fred, go find him. Kyle, go find him.
Yo, Fred's fucking nuts, man.
Yo, Fred at 22 points. Yo, Hubie Brown was one of the, like, 7 or 9 voters for Finals MVP.
He's the only one who voted Fred, right?
He put Fred VanVleet on the ballot for Finals MVP.
Fred was Finals MVP.
Nah. Come on, Drew, relax. It's definitely Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi finished his playoff run with the third most points in any postseason run behind only Michael Jordan and LeBron James. And really, if there was a Game 7, he would have beat both of those guys. But, you know, no Game 7 necessary. Thank you very much.
I would say that Fred was better than Kawhi since, like, the Bucks series on.
Okay, just yo.
That's a reach, but you know what?
What's wrong
Anything
with you?
Goes right now.
Are you okay?
No, but seriously, though, Fred, he hit some crazy shots. I mean, like, if you're a Raptors fan, you know the guy's as composed and as poised as they come. He doesn't really let things shake him, but considering, like, the early playoff struggles he had, the shots he was hitting, I just couldn't believe.
The one he hit in Steph's eye, like, late shot clock, get Steph, he's like at the wing and he's like a good 2 feet behind the 3-point line. He's just like, screw it, step back, like, rainbow 3 money. I'm like, oh my god.
I mean,
they don't beat the Bucks or the Warriors without Fred.
No, listen, in a closeout game on the road, Fred VanVleet outscored Steph Curry. Just saying. Just Fred had 22, Steph had 21. Just saying. Oh, my God. What a game, man.
And in the fourth quarter, I think Steph only had, like, 4 points or something like that.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, and part of that is the Raptors sending, like, 3 dudes at him. Although Steph did have that one wide-open shot at the end where if he hit that, that would have been the game. But, I mean, down the stretch, like, because early on, the first half, it was all Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry had 21-6-6 at halftime.
That's insane.
He was so good. And he was doing a lot of stuff defensively, too. And then he picks up 2 fouls to start the third quarter. Then he has to sit for the rest of that, you know, frame. Kawhi didn't really have it consistently going. I think Iguodala did a really good job defending him. And for a while there, in the third and fourth quarter, it looked like the Raptors were in trouble because their offense wasn't going to go. And all of a sudden, it was just like every possession was running through Fred VanVleet. Like, I remember, like, with like under 5 minutes left, like four straight possessions straight through Fred. And I'm thinking every time down, I'm like, okay, so Kawhi's just going to sit in the corner and Kyle's just going to be over on the other side. And it's just going to be Fred running pick and roll. And like Fred just kept scoring. Like he, oh man, he you know, I'm starting to talk myself into Fred as the finals MVP.
No,
what the hell?
He single-handedly brought us back against the Bucks. Like he won four straight games against the Bucks.
Yes, fact. That's a fact.
And then he just he outplayed Steph Curry for four games. Like, I'm just saying.
Bro, Fred played the entire fourth quarter. FTV, he had 12 points FTV in the fourth
MVP,
quarter.
Man.
He hit three threes and then got fouled on a three, and he hit all three free throws for 12 points in the last 12 minutes. That's insane.
Fred really was who people try to hype up Matthew Dellavedova as for those two finals games.
Yes, that's a fact.
And, yo, shout out to the Raptors for not – like not fucking around against the zone at all.
No,
because the Raptors, like the Warriors, pulled out the zone a couple times. They were only successful maybe like two or three possessions at a time. Mm. But then they just like, yo, screw this. We're gonna get it to a corner shooter, and yeah. Kyle and Fred, you're just gonna make this three. Okay,
I don't know if you guys realize
we're not missing them. We're just gonna make the three.
Yeah, right when they were running that zone, I think it was successful for about two possessions, and then Nick Nurse just looked at Kyle Lowry on the bench, and he's like, "You got to get in here, dude."
Yeah,
and I swear the first possession. Offensive possession for the Raptors.
Corner three.
Yeah. Corner three. Exactly. So
corner three. Yo, Nick Nurse outcoached the hell out of Steve.
I was gonna say, great game by Nick Nurse. Great, great game by Nick Nurse. I mean, like he saw Clay go down and he's like, all right, that's sad, but also boxing won the rest of the way.
Yo, even the pregame speeches he gives on, they show it on TV, man. They're mad hype, man.
What do you say?
He's just like, man, they cut, you cut harder. Just like all the sports cliche bullshit, but you buy into it because it's Nick, man.
That sounds like a State Farm commercial.
Yo, Nick's Q rating has gone way up the last 3 weeks. I love it, man.
Yo, Nick Nurse is probably playing that guitar right now, man.
Yo, never beat Dwayne this season, though. You know Dwayne's going to hop on Twitter tomorrow, man. 3-0.
I didn't realize Danny Green did not attempt a shot.
Yeah,
did not attempt a shot.
Dude, he played 18 minutes and had that terrible turnover at the end.
Yo, but his plus minus was crazy, right?
He was a plus seven for the game, which is, all things considered, if you don't shoot the basketball, plus seven is not bad. I think he played well defensively and, like, he got his hands on a couple of loose balls and... I think the Raptors did a pretty good job attacking through Danny's screens early on, but
didn't they strip Steph like two plays in a row?
Yep, that was Danny.
And they just
on him.
Trapped him on the wing.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's really impressive what the Warriors offense did, considering the Raptors defense was flying.
Yeah.
For like most of the game,
I couldn't believe they scored this many shots. Like Draymond hit a three in the fourth quarter there, that I think cut the 6-point advantage to three with like under 4 minutes left. So a very clutch shot. Iguodala was snapping. I don't even think Iguodala had 22 points coming into the series. Like, between games 1 and 5, I think Iguodala had like probably 30 points, and he had 22 today. Like, that's just
the thing about the Warriors is that, like, a lot of times their initial sets weren't working because the Raptors are that good of a defensive team. But I think what's made them so great is their ability to improvise. That's what separates them from other teams. They can just improvise on the fly, and next thing you know, they're hitting a shot. You know, so it's just crazy. I just can't believe, considering everything that's happened in this playoffs, you know, how it started,
the Orlando Magic. They lost the first game because the two guys blew a defensive assignment.
Game one, Lowry 0 for 7. That's the only game of the playoffs I didn't get to watch. But once I heard Lowry went 0 for 7, I said, again?
Like, we won the championship, and I think my loudest cheer was when I was at game two and Lowry, like, hit his first shot.
Oh, man.
And
I just exploded.
And I was like, yes, he made a shot. He made a shot.
Yeah, that crowd reaction was a little embarrassing. But
it was honestly fun. Like when Sixers fans saw Markelle Fultz hit, like, a jumper in practice. They were like, yeah, that's it. That's our number one pick. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yo, seriously, what a game. Like, again, the Raptors just had to execute from start. Pascal played 46 minutes. By the way, Pascal, in his first ever run as a full-time starter, not only plays the whole season, but, you know, plays the entire postseason. He finished, so tonight he had 26 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal and a block, 10 of 17 shooting, 3 of 6 from deep in 46 minutes, right? That's just insane. But
wow.
For the finals, Pascal averaged 20 points a game, 7.5 rebounds on 51% shooting. This is his first ever, like, real playoff run. Last year, he wasn't even really in the playoff rotation. And this year, he's a starter.
Pascal,
and he's...
Pascal was like a few made open threes away from being, like, a legit finals MVP, like, option. Like, if he doesn't go 0 for freaking 12 from game 2 to game 5.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, his game 1 was great. And, yo, he had to go through Embiid, Giannis, and Draymond. Like, that wasn't an easy playoffs for him.
Man. No.
No, not at all. That's as good as it gets.
Yeah. Don't forget about Jonathan Isaac.
Yo, remember those Jonathan Isaac hype coming into the playoffs?
Yeah.
And then Pascal just cooked him.
I was looking at Pascal's stats earlier. I was like, oh, man, yeah, he struggled in that Orlando series against Jonathan Isaac, too. And then I look at the stats. It's like, wait, he shot over 50% like every game against Orlando. He just cooked them.
He averaged like 22 points per game in that series. No, Pascal's like just steady contributions throughout is just crazy.
Also, most hilarious stat is the fact that Kawhi Leonard and freaking Pascal Siakam are like the second highest scoring, second or third highest scoring duo in NBA history, NBA playoff history.
Crazy.
Yo, Jordan and Pippen, man.
We weren't joking with those Jordan and Pippen jokes. Those weren't jokes. Those weren't jokes. Those were serious.
Yo, and then Kawhi's also Rodman himself on the offensive boards.
Oh, man.
Oh God.
Boardman.
Boardman gets paid. Boardman gets paid.
T-shirts. 11 a.m. tomorrow, man. Wake up.
No one's going to sleep.
Yo, nobody's going to sleep.
Hell no.
Just go finish party and then go walk over to wherever the New Balance store is in Toronto. Man.
I think
they won the title, man. They won the title.
You know what's the most beautiful thing, too? Like, aside from a large part of that Philly series, like, everybody contributed. Everybody contributed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the weirdest, you know what the weirdest part about this, like, how many games can you point to where you can say, like, the Raptors, like, everybody showed up? It was a really weird title run in just that aspect that it was like, yo, you're only getting like four or five guys showing up a game.
Yeah.
And it was really weird. I was like, man, we have not seen them play their best basketball yet. We haven't seen them play their best basketball yet. Like offensively, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, they showed up multiple times. It's beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, look, most of the playoff round was with defense. I thought like offensively, the best they looked was game 4 against the Warriors. Like it was just everybody was clicking on all cylinders and things like that. But
yeah.
I mean, even tonight, though. Like, I thought tonight it was kind of a disjointed effort, but when you look at the box score, 26 for Pascal, 22 for Kawhi. Some of that was because he had a bunch of free throws at the end. Kyle Lowry with 26, although most of that was because he had 21 in the first half. Second half was much cooler. Serge had 15? What? When did Serge have 15 points?
Serge had so many huge moments in the playoffs, man.
They don't win game seven
against the Sixers without him.
Serge, double clutch three.
Pulling up on Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons, you can't even shoot a three, all right? Let me show you how it's done.
Yo, no joke, Serge's playmaking was pretty good in this series, too.
Look, that drop-off pass that he had to Kawhi for the end, what?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yo, Serge earned his contract in this round, man. He already earned his contract with How Hungry Are You, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, yes. I can't wait for season 3.
Shout out to How Hungry Are You. Honestly, that show, like, it's such natural conversation on that show.
Yeah.
Like, I won't lie. Like, it's like, I don't know if it's scripted or not, but whoever's writing it, incredible content.
Wow. You're talking to the man, man.
Alex, you're doing a great job.
Anything else you've written lately, Alex?
Nah. I don't know. I can't remember right now. I'm just enjoying this title.
Yeah.
Guys, I have a serious question. Is this one of the all-time coaching performances by Nick Nurse?
All-time, man.
Bro, he's a rookie coach, and he just got to the. He just won the title as a rookie coach. And then he's probably going to be talking about how he did this with the Manchester Giants, so it's not a big deal.
Yo, he went from Manchester Giant to an NBA Giant. Let's go, baby.
Come on.
Let's go.
No, but seriously, though, Nick Nurse really – shout out Nick Nurse, man.
I need an NN hat, man. Someone on Etsy needs to step up and send me a link.
No, for real. Someone needs to create these NN hats. Yeah, but no, but seriously, though, Nick Nurse really just won the title as a rookie coach. Like, just take that in for a second. Like, how many other guys have done that? Like, Steve Kerr?
Yep, Steve Kerr, Ty Lue. You got to give LeBron some credit with that, too.
Right? Yeah, but I feel like those teams are, like, overwhelming talent teams. And, like, I'm not saying the Raptors don't have talent. But it's not like that. Like, this is a team where you have to design something around to get everyone to, you know, operate on the same page. And, like, we've seen different teams. Like, okay, round one against Orlando, just sheer talent. They can't stop Pascal. They just can't stop Kawhi. And then Marc Gasol can stop their other guy, like their main guy. Yeah. Remember when, like, Nick Vucevic, people were like, oh, man, Nick Vucevic is going to put a hurting on the Raptors. It's like, no, not at all. Like, we got Marc Gasol. But, you know, that was just – round one was just sheer talent. Round two, Nick Nurse had to, like, pull some crazy things out of his ass to get past round two.
That right. Philly series was the best series in the entire playoffs. That was
– it was so stressful, man. That was so stressful.
The thing with Nick, too, remember when they were down – 2-0 to the Bucks.
Yeah,
everybody was calling for him to change the starting lineup.
Yeah,
and he never stuck with them. He stuck with them, and then Fred got going.
Mm-hmm.
And then he pulled all these small moves, like in the finals, like starting Fred in the second half. Like great. People made fun of the Bucks and won, but yo, that almost won them game two.
Bro, it won them this game.
Yeah,
like this was a very close game. If they didn't go box and one, and then Drake,
didn't they box and one game four?
They did.
Yeah, they
for like
pulled
three
it
possessions.
Back out in game four, too.
Basically, they got shamed out of it for doing game three because everyone talked between games two and three. It was like a travel day because everyone was going back to Oakland. And
yo, if we don't
like,
get some
everyone
NN
about a
janky
nonstop.
Defense t-shirts, like, got a riot.
Yeah, we need that. Yo, but like the thing with Dwayne, like no slander to Dwayne. Like Dwayne would always make adjustments when they were down 0-2. Like Nick kept making these adjustments from like positions of strength. Like he just had a game plan and he just rolled with it.
Like
he
I'm just confident. Saying, if going into game three against the Bucks, if we're down 2-0 with like Dwayne, I don't know. Maybe we see Eric Moreland at the four.
Okay.
Nah, he would have brought CJ Miles back.
You need to relax, Hassan.
Eric Moreland at the four.
I think I just said Eric Moreland.
Nah, but Malcolm Miller though.
That suit he's wearing is damn near glued to his skin.
Yo, that's an NBA champion. You gotta respect that.
Yeah, I can't even talk right now.
Shout out to Pat McCaw, dog.
That's right.
The most experienced.
Three-peat.
Yo, he's the first. He's the first player to three-peat since what? Since Shaq and Kobe.
The Lakers, yeah.
Yeah. Put some respect on Pat McCaw's name.
Listen, if you sign Pat McCaw, you're going to the finals and you're winning it.
Pat should play with all three rings on his finger next season on the court.
That's how he shoots the basketball, so.
Yo, remember that wide open three he had in game five?
And he's just like, nah, it's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
That was wild.
Oh my god.
Yo, the Raptors are champions.
Yo, shout out to those stressful Jody Meeks. Shout out to those stressful Jody Meeks final minute of the third quarter.
Yo, remember when Nick Nurse just kept playing Jody Meeks against the Sixers and like to end the quarter and like every single time the Sixers are going like a 5-0 run and the timeline would be crazy. But then, you know, then he stopped doing that, which was great. I really appreciate when he stopped doing that. But
I still can't believe we beat the Sixers. Honestly, like the last three playoff series. Each one of them has been like a completely different emotional release.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where it was like the final just felt like after like halfway through it, you're like, holy crap, they're just going to do it.
Yeah.
And you're just waiting for it to happen. But like the Bucks series, you thought, oh crap, they're overmatched.
I thought they were overmatched after game two.
And the Sixers series, you were like, it's just not going to happen. It's over. Like all hope is lost. It's going to be over. It's going to be doom and gloom. This entire era is done.
Yeah.
And that like that shot is just like the most cathartic release.
Oh my god.
Like that shot would have been the same as if like Kyle Lowry hit that game five shot.
I kinda wish Kyle Lowry did that game five shot.
Nah, screw that, dog. We got that first half from Kyle. Now there's nobody who can slide to Kyle Lowry anymore.
No,
we can't just tell him to shut the fuck up.
Nobody.
21-6-6.5.
Don't talk about my point guard like this, man. Not even, I apologize, Kyle. I can't
Steph
believe I
Curry
said 0 points
never,
so many times.
Bro. Steph could never.
Nah, in an elimination game, Steph had what 21 points on 6 of 17 shooting? Tough. That's tough. Couldn't even outplay Fred VanVleet.
Did Masai Ujiri have a Nigerian flag on his back?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, he did. Pascal had the Cameroon flag. Serge eventually found the Congolese flag. You know, Kawhi got the Cape Town flag. No, I'm kidding. It was just it was incredible, man, seeing everyone. Jeremy Lin getting the trophy. Great times.
Yo, shout out Jeremy. I mean, he's probably playing Dota like right now with Timofey Mozgov on the plane.
Jeremy Lin is an NBA champion.
Yeah. Shout out Jeremy.
Before Carmelo. How about that, Carmelo? No, I'm kidding.
yeah, it's before Carmelo. What, Kyle before Chris Paul?
Yeah, shout out to the Houston Rockets one time. for a lot of things. First of all, regression.
Oh.
Regression, oh, real hit.
Man, you hate to see it.
Hate to see it.
Remember when also, Steph regressed and had 33 and a half?
Jeremy Lin. Remember the time where they wanted Carmelo Anthony, so they put up
a
Carmelo
jersey.
Anthony poster with jersey?
They gave him his jersey.
That's so disrespectful. You still on the team, man.
Yo, the Rockets, Daryl Morey's so disappointed that the Rockets couldn't take advantage of the KD injury. He's willing to blow the whole team up.
Have you seen the recent pictures of him?
Yo, yeah.
The man looks distressed. He looks distressed. Go if you haven't seen the recent pictures of Daryl Morey, please go look those up.
There's nothing funnier than Tim Furtado, or whatever his name is.
Tim Furtado.
going off on reporters talking about why they didn't get a deal done, and Daryl Morey just standing there shell shocked. Like, should I step in at some point and say something?
Damn.
It's like, nah, man, just let it ride. It doesn't matter anymore. Life's over. Also, shout out to me for learning what a frittata was like last year.
I still don't know.
At a work breakfast, I was like, oh, this is what a frittata is. Cool.
What is
not
it?
Bad. They're actually pretty solid. I'd recommend it.
What is it?
It's like some egg thing. Like they kind of. It's like I don't know how to explain. It. It's like an egg meatloaf almost.
Ew. No, I'm good.
No, it tastes pretty good, man.
It's decent. It's like scrambled. It's almost like scrambled. I don't know how to explain it. It's like scrambled eggs, kind of like made in cubes.
Word.
It ain't bad.
Yeah, the best part about winning the championship is now you can slander everybody.
Oh yeah, dog.
Everybody.
Yo, shout out to the Phoenix Suns real quick for not even giving Fred VanVleet an offer sheet.
Yo, that's right. How did no one sign Fred VanVleet? He had a great year last year. He was available. A lot of teams could use him. Like, yo, you're telling me, like, I mean, yo, Fred could start on a lot of teams. Coming around on
shout
Fred,
out,
man.
Shout out the Hornets not completing a trade for Marc Gasol at the
deadline.
That's
right.
Man.
They were offering our first round pick, but they were like, no, you got to take Bismack Biyombo. And they were like,
Kemba Walker's really gonna turn down money for the Hornets to build a contender around him, and they couldn't even pull off a trade for Marc Gasol because I guess they didn't want to give up Jeremy Lamb.
I don't even think it was Jeremy Lamb. I think they just they were just like you gotta take Bismack, and they were like, no, I'm good.
Well, here's the thing: I don't actually know anybody else on their team other than Jeremy Lamb, so I'm just saying Jeremy Lamb was hitting
those stupid game winners against the Raptors. People were kind
of
stressed.
Shout out, man. It pulled the team together, man.
Guys, can we talk about Masai Ujiri a little more and just how much of a wizard he was?
Yo,
in the front
every
office.
Move, every move he made.
Yo, you calling him a wizard, dog? You got to calm down.
Yo, chill.
Yo, also, Woj is ruthless, man. Woj, absolutely ruthless. The buzzer sounds, and I get a Woj alert saying that the Wizards are offering Masai $10 million a year in an ownership stake.
I will say this. So, I mean, Woj is pretty close with Masai. And I feel like Masai is probably, I'm not saying using this as leverage, but, you know, I don't think it's always, it's not going to be bad for his leverage. I'll say that much. It's not bad for his leverage in this case. But, no, apparently Michael Grange caught up with the Raptors owner after the game. And he said, you know, quote, I know Masai. He's like my son. There is no chance he's leaving Toronto. And what would you do to keep him? Well, I think if you ask Masai, he's got everything he wants. So,
they'll give anything to Masai, man. And if he's ever gonna leave, he's not gonna go to Washington, man. Come on.
Nah. But it is good leverage, though. It is good leverage.
It's so difficult to just keep a team competitive, you know, for so many years. And it's like he was taking puzzle pieces of a team, and he was just putting in what fit and taking out what didn't fit over the years. And I mean, we had some good runs over the last few years. I mean, the Bismack Biyombo run with, you know, crazy playoff performances he was having, and
30 games of PJ Tucker.
Those are 30
good games, man. I still remember that first game against Boston when he came in and he like stripped Isaiah Thomas and then gave that crazy interview.
That's the thing with Masai too. Like, remember, like, he would just always not make trades. Like, they would never push all in, and he kept developing the guys.
Yeah,
and exactly. even when he traded for Kawhi, he only had to give up Poeltl.
Yo, DeMar and Poeltl.
Yeah, DeMar and Poeltl, but like from the young guys, he didn't have to give up any of the other young guys.
Yeah, which is shocking because I remember leading up to that, everyone had Ananobi, you know, in those trade machines, and
people were making terrible trades, man.
Yeah,
Shout out to the best DeMar DeRozan trade that Twitter NBA Twitter could come up with was like us taking back Chandler Parsons' contract
and the fourth pick from Memphis.
Yo,
that's cool. That's wild, man.
Crazy, man. Look at what he traded to flip to get Kawhi and Mark.
Well, let's just look through the honestly. Let's just look through the roster today. Like everyone that played. So Pascal, 27th pick.
Yep.
Out of nowhere, right? At the time it was picked, I think my initial reaction was, bro, who is this? I think I was dying because Scal Labissiere had fallen late in the draft, and I was like, yo, you got to get him or Deontay Davis. And those two.
Yo, the wildest thing about Pascal Siakam was, like, he got drafted. I looked at his stats, and he averaged, like, 20-something in his, like, final season. And I'm like, this guy literally can't, like, do anything on offense. How the hell did he score 20 points a game?
It's true, because he played in, like a WAC conference. I think it was actually called the WAC.
All I remember is, I think it was, like... His first regular season game, he had, like, a defensive stop and hit, like, a mid-range jumper and, like, tweeted out, Pascal Siakam's the new Kevin Garnett.
Oh, man.
Wild because he's, like, way better than Kevin Garnett, bro.
Do you guys remember that first possession with Pascal in preseason? We were playing the Warriors. That was the first time KD had actually played with the Warriors. And on one of the first possessions, Pascal blocked KD on a drive.
That was a possession. He blocked KD and came back and hit a mid-range jumper. I'm like, yo, he's the new KG.
And then what happened? And then it happened, you know. Pascal, like, you know, just an amazing draft pick, and I just, it's one of those crazy success stories. It's like the Spurs hitting on Tony Parker at 27 or 29 or whatever. Kawhi, like, everyone knows the story there, but, like, it's not even just like it's Pirtle and DeMar, but, like, the fact that, like, Masai got the team to a position where DeMar could blossom and increases. Value to that point, obviously, you know, huge credit to DeMar as well for building himself into that position, but, like, you know, to build like your existing asset into something that, you know, can be flipped for someone as good as Kawhi Leonard, and also even like the number 9 pick, like, he got that because of the Bargnani trade.
Yeah, like, that was his first move
was to trade Bargnani for a first round pick. I swear the first move was going to be amnesting Andrea Bargnani's contract, but instead he flipped it for an asset. And then he later used that asset into a trade because, you know, he knew that the Spurs always covet these big European big men.
I would literally pay my life savings to hear the transcript of that phone call for the Bargnani trade. The Bargnani trade. I just want to know what Masai said, how he negotiated. I couldn't believe it. I mean, when he traded Bargnani for that, I couldn't believe it. I still can't believe it.
Oh my God. And then he only gave up like one first round pick, and he somehow got it to be lottery protected just in case everything went to shit and the Raptors needed that lottery pick. Like, he got it to be lottery protected. And now the Spurs are going to pick in 29th. Because they gave up Kawhi Leonard and they're going to be picking 29th. That's their future asset. Like, Pirtle, like, I like Pirtle, but, like, he's not going to even be a starter. You know?
Shout out to Masai Ujiri trading Gravis Vasquez to the Bucks for the player that then murdered the Bucks like 2 playoffs in a row.
Seriously, man.
Got Norm and OG out of that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, it wasn't just Norm.
Yo, put Masai's BlackBerry in the Hall of Fame. For real.
He's still using BlackBerry right now.
For real, man.
Is he really? Joking.
No, for real. He's still using BlackBerry. Yeah.
Okay.
The Mark trade, I mean, honestly, part of that is just, like, Charlotte not even having their shit together. But, like, because, like, remember the reports were that the first option the Raptors wanted was, like, Nikola Mirotic. And then, like, considering how bad Mirotic was in the playoffs, would have much rather had Gasol.
Yeah, because at that time, everyone was dying for shooting, right? Like, I wanted Wayne Ellington here.
Sure.
Yeah. Man. I mean, guys, since we're talking about former Raptors so much.
Yeah.
I mean, Valanciunas is getting a ring.
Yeah, that's right. JV getting a ring, man.
Lon Wright's getting a ring.
DeLon Wright
getting a ring. Miles getting a ring.
Yo, you think
Lorenzo Brown is getting a ring?
Greg Monroe?
Oh, yeah.
Gregory Moose Monroe.
Malachi.
Shout out to Blake Murphy for promising to get that moose tat.
Oh, yeah.
Is Blake going to get it?
I mean, probably.
I really hope he does.
Yo, Blake's probably flying to like a G League showcase tomorrow, man.
Gonna catch the Reno Bighorns on the way home.
Yeah, he's driving from Oakland right now.
The best part about tomorrow is probably just gonna be like Blake acting like it's a regular day of just content, churning out content.
Oh, he's gonna recalibrate the whole season.
Oh man, just start from preseason.
He's gonna,
Yeah. Go back to Summer League.
Yo, you know Blake's going to like some free agent pre-draft workout within the next 4 days.
Damn. Kyle Lowry
had his bags packed. Thought he was going to the Knicks.
And then, yo, shout out Iman Shumpert for having a hot month. Not even a hot month, like a hot week. And then it's probably a hot game. Yeah, apparently he hit like 5 threes against like.
It was a hot quarter, man.
It was like he had like a hot game against the Lakers one time, and they're like, we can't trade him for Kyle Lowry. And you know, it's like, you know, again, you need a lot of luck. This is the thing, you can't replicate the Raptors formula because all these guys are from different places. But like, for Kyle to then suddenly blossom into an all star and then power this entire run, like, he is the heart and soul of this team, and he's always been the main driving factor behind it. And now you can have he's always best as a right hand man, and like, it's just, you know, the one guy in the you know, as the number one, has just never really been as good as you need in the playoffs. And then so for him to, you know, get Kawhi and then be able to attach himself to Kawhi and just be a secondary guy, like, it's been amazing. And also, like, man, I mean, like, throughout the regular season, I was like, you know, Kyle looks like he's taking a step back, and like, I'm not really sure he can like have this next gear performance. And then all throughout the playoffs, he has these next gear performances where whenever you needed him. You know what I mean?
And like, that was the best part of, like, just the fact that we got this game out of him tonight. Yeah. It was like, yo, like, let's win a championship, but I really, really, really want to see one more Kyle Lowry, like, superstar game.
Yes.
And we got that. And he was a key reason why we won the championship, was Kyle Lowry over everything showed up. Gold ball season.
Gold ball.
Right-hand man. Straight up right-hand man. He had one thumb. He had no left thumb. Right-hand man to the core.
Mm. Imagine a point guard that can play through injuries, you know? Steph can never.
Yo, I love how this is like slightly shifting to a slander pod. All
right, listen.
We're getting there.
Yeah. Danny,
yo, think about the playoff runs though. Think about this 6 years, man.
Yeah.
We lost to Randy Whitman holding a whiteboard upside down. Oh, we got swept. We got swept by Randy Whitman. People are like, yo, you got swept by LeBron. I'm like, nah, man. We got swept by Randy Whitman.
Yo, come playoff on. Whitman was a thing though.
God damn, man.
Yeah. 37-year-old Paul Pierce. And then the next year, like, how close Raptors were to losing to Indiana. Like, it was like a one-possession game in Game 7.
Yo, I hope people stop romanticizing that playoff run. That playoff run was terrible.
It was
that Miami series is by far the worst playoff series ever played.
It's like, the worst. It's such bad basketball. Like, it was
the only good thing. The only good thing that came out of the series was fake Tupac at Young Dundas.
Oh yeah, that was true. Actually, that was true. That was a great video.
I was actually hoping I would see him tonight. To be totally honest,
I just want him to be happy right now.
From what I've heard, he is alive and well, so that's good to hear.
Why,
so
I'm how sure do you have reports on fake Tupac?
God damn, man.
Yeah, I mean, that whole playoff run was wild. 2017 was like the most forgettable year. Like, I feel like Kyle had a really good half of the year, and then he like hurt his hand, and then went golfing during the All-Star weekend, and then like hurt it more, and then went to the 3-point shootout for some reason and shot like a 9. Dog, Kyle Lowry shot a 9.
Kyle Lowry shooting worse at that 3-point shootout that I did at Wonderland that weekend was wild.
God damn.
Don't expose yourself, bro. But you were shooting like DeMar DeRozan at Wonderland, yeah, for sure.
Yo, didn't Draymond lose a shootout with Kevin Hart or something at All-Star?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did. It was in Toronto.
Damn.
And then 2018, like last year, like, it was just such a disappointing end to the season to get swept again. And then for Dwayne to be like, well, this sweep was closer. you gotta find the nuances in a sweep, though.
You know what, guys? I think one of the coolest things, ironically, about watching the end of a dynasty in the Golden State Warriors, or what we assume to be the end of a dynasty, I mean, seems as though Kevin Durant's gone and, you know, Klay's injured. And you start to really realize how great some of these guys are, like, in terms of their legacy. I mean, Draymond Green is truly one of the best defenders to ever play.
He's perfect in this
system. I'll say one thing on Draymond, though. Like, Draymond and Kyle Lowry are basically the same player, just different sizes. And Draymond lucks out because he gets to play with greatness. So, like, if Draymond was on his own team, he would probably catch the same slander that Kyle Lowry does.
No, I'm with that.
Because, like, Draymond does stupid crap. in games, and he gets stupid technical fouls, and he does stuff that would blow games,
bro.
It gets washed away because they win a lot of games.
Exactly.
That drive by Pascal late in the game, like Draymond, for some reason decides to try to cut off his dribble, and then he just gives up a layup.
He just tripped, bro.
Did he trip? I thought he went.
He just stumbled. Like, he got his footwork wrong and he stumbled into it, and then Pascal just hit him with the slowest Euro step to avoid him.
Yeah. Nah, like Saul was saying though, man. Like, honestly, people are obviously gonna say like the Warriors were injured, shorthanded, all of that stuff. But they played at a really high level.
People stepped up for them, man.
The Raptors did too, and like, yo, if the Raptors played any other team in the finals, they would have swept them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like,
the Raptors are operating on that high of a level.
Well, they beat the two other best teams in the league to get to the finals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, for the Warriors to even get those two wins was so impressive in this series.
It was. And they had to, like, sneak by on, like, two combined possessions.
Yeah. And those 14 minutes of KD were, like, the most terrifying minutes of basketball.
Oh, I was for sure they were going to blow a 3-1 lead. They were going to blow a 3-1 lead.
I'm like, it's over. Like, there's actually nothing you could do. Like, OG Adonobi better just, like, show up and become, like, literally, like, Kawhi Leonard.
Like, how many quarters did the Warriors win in this whole series? Like, five?
Not many, not many at all.
Yeah, they won one quarter today.
Yeah, and so they put themselves in position to win at least three of these six games.
It's amazing.
That's why respects to them.
Yeah, and yo, respect.
Because the one thing the Warriors do is like the Warriors like, and that's what the real championship quality is they capitalize on every single mistake.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Like if you blow a defensive coverage and leave one of them open, they hit the shot. It's like, oh my, like, and it's. It's always like that. From game five, that like sequence where they got Clay that last three, the one where Kawhi flew by him, like those passes were instantaneous.
Yeah.
Where they didn't even need to look at where the next spot was. They just knew where the spot was going. Like, that's perfection.
And that's the scariest thing, right? Because what the Raptors have done successfully on defense is like they forced people into taking shots that they don't necessarily want to, and they've taken away the number one option, and that's like the fundamental basis of most like great defensive schemes. You're not going to like fully stop people, but if you can push them into comfort zones and like, you know, just make them make difficult plays, like, yeah, they have to think through things, whereas like the Warriors have literally been to the finals five straight times, and so they have thought through all these problems. Anything you're throwing at them defensively, they have an immediate counter for. Like, the fact that Draymond had 13 assists today, and like the only guy who he had like two scorers to pass to is incredible, but like, it's just, that's how good the Warriors are, man. Like, even Andre Iguodala, like, coming back from the dead for 22, like, he had 22 points from Andre Iguodala. I thought this
he hit a three, he hit a double clutch three in Kyle Lowry's face as well from the wing.
Yeah,
and it was like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I crumbled to the floor once he hit that. I think it was one of those things where, like, once he hit it, you're like, okay, if he's hitting that, Raptors are. There's a good chance the Raptors might play better basketball in these 48 minutes, but there's a better chance they might just lose this game if Iguodala is hitting shots like that.
Yeah.
He just kept hitting. It was like, I
still can't believe the Raptors won this game.
Oh, yeah, because that ending was so painstaking.
Yes. Like, what? Why would they
like, what a brutal? What a brutal last couple seconds to win a championship.
It was not fun at all, man. Like, there was zero fun in the last minute.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. And that was because, like, let's go back through it, right? So the Raptors up three with under 20 seconds left. Steph drives into the lane. On replay, it shows that he trips over his own feet. But then Mark Davis is like, no, Steph Curry, you got to shoot two free throws.
Put some respect on Mark Davis.
But then all of a sudden, I was like, you know what? It's not the worst thing in the world. Like, you know, I thought the Warriors were going to take a three there. Like, you know how many time left? Like, you might as well take a three. But so Steph goes to the free throw and hits both. Raptors have the ball. They can't inbound to begin after the two free throws because, like, I don't know. They were just spaced out and, like, everyone decided to go up the floor and then there was too much pressure and they couldn't inbound the ball.
And that was a shaky last time out too, because he took that timeout like 2 seconds early. Like, Ibaka was flashing open and he's like, I'm not passing to Ibaka.
I'm not passing to Ibaka either. You're right. That's a good
point. He's not catching this ball.
I'm not passing to Serge Ibaka in a closeout game in the finals, man. To secure possession, no way.
Like, that's just a turnover. Like, timeout.
I have every time I see Serge Ibaka dribble the basketball, I just see Kyle Korver picking him off at half court in the Cavs series, man.
Oh, like, my God.
I can't see Serge dribble the basketball anymore. But So the Raptors waste their timeout, and then when they finally do inbound the ball, I think Kawhi gets trapped, and then he swings it to Danny, and Danny for some reason doesn't try to dribble out of his position, which is really precarious. He's like just over half, so you can't
go
backwards.
Let's be honest, that's not a bad decision by Danny not to dribble.
I know
Danny not dribbling is a bad decision.
But no, anyway,
you also got to give Draymond Green a lot of credit for that because he's really, really good at closing out. I mean, you saw it on the Kyle Lowry shot in the corner. He's just a really good closeout player. I mean, Danny Green did have space initially, and he just closed out really well and gave him no room to operate.
Yeah. No, Draymond's best skill is like getting uncomfortable close to you.
Yeah.
And then Danny throws it away. He tries to find Pascal, who's like trying to cut to the corner. Danny throws a pass, and then, you know, Pascal, it's just a bad pass. It was like leading him out of bounds anyway, and the Pascal couldn't really keep it inbounds. So the Warriors literally have the ball back. They call timeout. They run a play where I think the ball got inbounded to Draymond on the left side of the floor. And then, like, Steph was just coming around a couple of screens. And then he flashed, and he was open for three. And at that moment, it looked like, holy crap, the Warriors are going to pull this off, and it's going to be this legendary game. But then Steph missed. And then there was, like, a 7-second long fight for the rebound at half court. And then after all that, apparently Draymond called timeout when they didn't even have one. He pulled the Chris Webber. And then the Raptors get the free throw and then also possession. But then even after that, it's still somehow the game still isn't over because Raptors have to inbound the ball. And then Iguodala fouls Kawhi on the inbound.
And actually, yo, if you think about it, that's like, I know like people are going to give Draymond crap for pulling a Chris Webber, but that was like a great, that worked out probably the best way for them because they're at half court. There's only like 2 seconds left. They don't like they got a timeout. They only gave it 1 point. Still one possession game.
Yeah.
And now they're guarding an inbound.
Yeah.
So it worked out pretty good for them. So, but damn.
And it was a very long review in the process there. I mean, I don't know, man. What a game.
What a
champions, game. Man. Champions.
Champions. We're going to be
defending champions next season.
Yeah, let's talk about next season. Is any team going to be better than the Raptors next season? Because the Warriors are, you know, unfortunately, due to injuries. Klay also tore his ACL during this game, which is super unfortunate, man. But also, like, okay, what's going on with the Warriors medical staff? Like,
what's going on is them keep telling Kevon Looney is okay to come back.
No.
I really hope Kevon Looney gets as far away from San Francisco as he possibly can to get medical help.
Seriously, man. I was looking at Kevon Looney like during a timeout, and he just had like a wrap. Just like literally, it looked like his body was being held together by this wrap that basically extended across him like a satchel. And it was like,
he doesn't even have a contract for next season.
I know, that's the thing. These guys are all free agents. Like Clay's a free agent, Durant's a free agent. Like, you know what I mean? Like, thing was like a freak injury. Like, you know, he goes up strong for a dunk, and then like Danny's there to contest, and it's like a normal bang bang play, but Clay lands, and then all of a sudden, he tears his ACL, but then he also comes back to shoot free throws, and then runs back on defense. And I was like, is he okay? Is he actually the Terminator?
Clay is literally the Undertaker. Yeah. Like, that dude is he's the freaking Undertaker. That was the most terrifying thing I ever saw, was him just, like, the video of him, like, being helped off.
Yep.
And then halfway through, he'd be like, yo, you need free throws. And he just, like, hops up back on both feet and walks back in, jogs in, shoots his two free throws, jogs back on defense. I'm like, what the hell is this man made of?
Yeah. And it turns out he has a torn. I mean, it's really unfortunate. But like going back to the other conversation, like who's going to be better than the Raptors next year? Like obviously we got to see how this free agency stuff shakes out. But like the biggest pawn in free agency was, you know, KD, and after that it's going to be AD, who is not a free agent, but he's bound to be traded. Like even if AD goes to, I don't know.
The thing Lakers, is now like just
it's not going
to
be enough.
What happened to Golden State? There's no Uber team anymore, right?
Yeah.
Like there's no team next year that is going to put out four All-Stars. So now every team is just a normal team.
Except
for right? So however like the stars align, like if you're just making a team with two max guys, like okay, roll it out there. You're just as equal as the Bucks or the Sixers, whatever they show up as, or the Raptors if they show up the same as. Because of the top three free agents on the board, two of them are not going to play next season.
Yes. Bro, what are the Warriors going to do next year, man? It's going to be Steph and Draymond? That's it?
Yeah. They just got, it's just, yo, Steph, go get your MVP.
Yo, like, but they're going to be like, the craziest six seed when, like, Klay comes back in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's true. Luckily, these guys got player options, so they can just pick up the option and then just heal on company time, but
yeah,
that's unfortunate still.
And that's the one thing that's great. Like, they've won so many championships that, like, they have the cachet to just be able to be brought back on a contract. Like, the Warriors, like, there's no way the Warriors are going to get away with not offering them a contract. No. So I'm assuming both of them are going to get max contracts offered to them that they'll be able to take.
But, yeah, I mean, honestly, the Raptors, they have a path to keeping the whole team together. It'd be pretty expensive. They got to make difficult decisions on guys like Danny, and it's like, you know, is he going to warrant all the extra luxury tax and stuff like that? But, like, at the end of the day, the Raptors have a core that can just repeat next year. Like, it's not ending this year. Like, you know what I mean? This is not it. It's going to keep going.
The one that scares me, and I'll ask you and Alex, because you might have better insight on this, is, like, Marc Gasol, like, after you see what he did this playoff run, like, defensively against, like, the biggest centers in the game, like, what do you guys see is his options going to be in free agency? Like, I personally think, like, he might be able to get, like, a 360 or, like, a 245. Like, just a longer-term guaranteed deal.
Who's giving him 360?
Yeah, I don't see anyone giving him that money, though.
Well, if the Lakers, like, strike out.
They're still not getting to Marc Gasol, though.
His option's at 25, right?
Yeah, it's, like, 26.
Yeah.
I think they probably renegotiate and tell him, like, hey, listen, we'll give you, like, we'll give you 345 or something like that. Like, 45 million over 3 years. Like, 50 million a year. That's not bad. Like, and you get to stay in Toronto, which is, I think, a pretty comfortable situation for him. Like, and it's a winning franchise. You can tell he's a guy who wants to win.
But what happens when a team like the Knicks or the Nets, like, strike out? And they have extra cap space, or they land one of them. Say, like, the Nets get Kyrie, and now they're able to get, like, whatever. They can sign D'Angelo back or something, and they have a bit, and they don't have max cap space left. They have, like, they have half max.
Nah,
let's get Marc Gasol for a run.
I really can't see other teams trying to go for it. Because, like, you look at the trade market, right? Like, Marc Gasol is available for trade, and, like, the two hottest pursuers were, like, the Raptors and the Hornets. Like, no, none of these teams even had that much interest in him anyway. Like, they ultimately settled for JV.
Do you think that changes when you see, like, him lock down Joel Embiid?
No, I don't think so. I think first off, a lot of these other teams, like, the teams with this much money, like, they probably don't even they probably don't even have the same aspirations to ever need someone to go shut down Joel Embiid in the series. Because, like, even if let's say the Nets, they get Marc Gasol, like, they're not going to beat the Sixers with just Marc Gasol shutting down Joel Embiid. That's not realistic, you know?
They're going to need a lot more than that.
Yeah. I can't wait for the Nets to be, like, an 8 seed next year. It'd be great. They take a step back.
Man, the thing is, if Kawhi comes back, I'd love to see if Masai is going to try to shake up the team. Like, get in the trade market for guys and things like that. Because if Kawhi comes back, like, there's still moves that he can make. He's got a lot of assets on the roster.
That's true.
Yeah. But obviously, it all depends, man. It all depends.
It's a really good point.
The one nice thing about this finals, this run being what it was and not being over in the second round, is that, like, we at least get, like, at least another half season or one season of Kyle Lowry on the Raptors. Because I was like, oh, crap. Are we watching the last games of Kyle Lowry's career as a Raptor?
No, nah, don't even say that. After this, Kyle Lowry's got to retire Raptor.
Yeah. Just give him, like...
Yo, Masai's going to trade him to the Jazz in, like, August.
No, please. No, please. I need to see Kyle retire as a Raptor. I don't want to see Kyle wear any other jersey now.
Yo, we need Kyle. We need the whole gang in Japan next year for the preseason.
Yeah, for real. That includes me.
We have a preseason game in Japan. That's so wild.
Yo, as the defending champs against the Rockets, and we get to laugh at them.
Oh, yeah, the Rockets. Yo, how do the Rockets let Steph go off for 33 points and a half? Like, do you not have Fred VanVleet to guard Steph?
No, they have Chris Paul. Like, a worse Fred VanVleet.
Tough. Yo, remember when Fred VanVleet picked off Chris Paul last year? in March.
Two times?
Man. Yeah. Incredible stuff, man.
Frauds, man. Look at these fraudulent NBA teams. Just out here.
It's actually...
Like, they can beat this Warriors team?
Come on. Portland got swept by this team. And they were like, in the West Finals. Doc, that Portland team that got to the West Finals was probably worse than the Raptors team that went to the East Finals, man. In 2016. That's embarrassing. How do you get swept by this team?
Yo, every team is coming to Scotiabank Arena next season to play the defending champs, man.
Yo, we got to buy new jerseys. Like, yo, Kawhi comes back, we have to buy new Kawhi jerseys with finals patches on them.
I was going
to
say, I'm getting a Surge.
I'm getting a Surge jersey.
Yes, 100%, man.
I'm getting a Surge.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
It could be so nice.
Do you guys think they'll be selling Lorenzo Brown jerseys with the finals patch?
Yo, imagine.
Yo, Lorenzo gets a ring too, guys. Don't forget.
Yo, Blake already pre-ordered that, man.
Guys, this New Balance launch is in like 5.5 hours.
Yeah, y'all gotta get off this.
They should have just launched it at the buzzer, man.
Yeah, y'all gotta get off this call and no, are you kidding me? Because let people celebrate first and then go line up for merch. I mean, let me look at this full list.
Is it a physical drop or an online drop?
You can get it online too on the website.
Yeah,
because I do want a shirt. I already got the shoes, so time to get a shirt.
Yo, Greg Monroe's gonna get a ring next year when he's playing in China.
Greg Monroe, like. This is the weird thing. It's like, because he was on the Sixers, so it's like he basically got two shots at a ring. It's like he got an extra life. Like he went out with the Sixers, and he's like, all right, Raptors.
he tried out for every team. He did a stint with Boston for a week or two, and he was like, not for me.
Did he ever play for Brooklyn? Wasn't he traded there?
No, they waived him like immediately.
Yeah.
They literally didn't even let him land there. No, okay, Greg Monroe's an NBA champion. I gotta stop.
CJ Miles gets a ring. I'm happy for CJ. I'm happy. I don't think he's ever had a ring before, even though he played like 15 years in the league and stuff. So happy CJ got the ring. I'm happy.
Does that eliminate the GoDaddy curse? Or
I was gonna say, yeah, I feel like GoDaddy left the Raptors alone and they finally won.
Shout out to Osmos for stepping up, yo.
Shout out to Osmos.
Yo, shout out to Osmos.
I had Osmos.
Make sure you put them in the episode description. Then they'll see it and they'll tag you again.
And then what? Am I going to get free Osmos?
No, I will. I'm going to pretend to be you on IG.
Come on, man. That's like an $8 meal.
Yeah, I feel really bad because Osmos is like selling limited edition merch for like a day where they're selling like Osmos sweaters. And I DM them. I'm like, yo, are these still available? They're like, yeah, they're totally available. Just like e-transfer us $25.
$25?
I'm like, this seems kind of shady. I'm going to just avoid this. And now I'm really missing out, man. How dope would an Osmos like crew neck be right now?
No, that would be pretty sick. Wrap this up. You doing 3 stars? Or
yeah, let's do 3 stars, man.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
First star. I don't even know what to say. I mean, I guess Kyle. 26 points, 7 rebounds, 10 assists, 3 steals, 9 of 16 shooting, 4 of 7 from deep, 4 of 6 from the free throw line, plus 16, a game high in 42 minutes. There was a nice moment that was captured by, I think, Rachel Nichols as they sort of interviewed both Kyle and Kawhi after the game. And, you know, Kawhi hands Kyle the finals MVP trophy, and Kawhi says, Bro, you deserve it, man. You were the Finals MVP tonight. And it's just like such a touching moment, you know? And
it was a beautiful moment. Yo, we haven't even talked about Kawhi calling it the Larry OB.
Oh, yes.
Had to get myself another LOB, you know, the real Lob City.
Wow.
Yo, Kawhi is such an interesting dude, man.
Yes, sirree, Bob.
No, sirree, Bob.
Oh, man.
We just ain't regular dudes, you know?
It's too close. Too easy to reach.
I was just watching that yesterday, man. But yeah, Kyle first star. Who's the second star? Fred?
Oh, yeah, Freddie V.
Yeah.
Bro.
Gotta be Fred.
The man had 12 points Freddy in the fourth quarter.
Pascal, too, though.
Dog, they really tried to guard Freddie V with scrubs like Quinn Cook, DeMarcus Cousins, Steph Curry.
You'll never forget in a fourth quarter of a finals clinching game, Norm Powell matched up against Jarepko, and it was crazy.
Wild. I didn't even notice Jarepko's in the game, but wow.
Yo, it was a wild possession. Norm went into his Kobe mode. Wild.
Yeah, Norm did not have a great game, but he was great in the postgame celebrations.
He's a champion. He's the best hype man, too, on the team.
He's great, man. He did the Chris Bosh, like, dump an entire bottle of champagne in his head, in his own head. And then he started becoming a city TV reporter, and then later a global news reporter. And then he dumped a bunch of champagne on me. It was great. It was a great time, man.
Champions, man.
Champions. And then third star. The thing is, I don't even think I will give Kawhi third star. I think I might give third star to Pascal. So the Finals MVP doesn't even get one of the three stars in this game.
No.
Yo, he's got the Larry OB, man. He's good.
Yeah.
I think what separates Fred and Siakam for this second or third star is just the magnitude of the shots Fred was hitting.
Yeah, that's true.
He just hits some wild shots.
The whole offense was going through Fred in the fourth quarter of a finals clinching game, and he delivered. Yeah.
And look, Fred's got like what? Like maybe four teeth left in his mouth. He's got like one good working eye, one thumb. Like the man literally looked like Jon Snow out there. Like he just cut up across the face, and he's just nailing shots.
It's wild. I can't wait for Jeremy Lin Hive to be in the mentions and say he was a game low minus 10.
Man, Jeremy Lin Hive got awfully quiet after the middle of the Bucks series.
No, they're still going, man. They're still going. Someone was in my mentions the other day and being like, yo, Fred was the worst plus minus on the team. And I'm like, you are the worst person on Twitter.com. Gerald Henderson.
I think they left me alone after a while because they realized I was just making jokes.
Damn. I don't even know who Gerald Henderson is in this game, man. I mean, I guess Iguodala.
Steph Curry?
Yo, relax.
Yeah, Iguodala.
Yeah, Steph Curry is going to get the Pat Patterson award.
Yeah, that's the one.
Probably Iguodala.
Yeah, it was Iguodala. Gerald Henderson or Iguodala. 22 points in 32 minutes, 9 of 15 shooting, 3 of 6 from deep. The one saving grace for the Raptors was that the Warriors just couldn't hit free throws. Like, they shot 21 of 30 from the free throw line. DeMarcus missed two clutch free throws. Draymond missed back-to-back free throws. Iguodala shot 1 of 5 from free throws. And, like, you leave 9 points on the table in a game where you lose by one possession. It's just, it's got to be heartbreaking. But
and shout out to Draymond. Those two free throws he missed. Like, he flopped for them, like, with 20 seconds left in the shot clock. And then bricks them and just blows that possession.
Listen, man, ball does not lie. It did not lie.
Remember when he tried to draw that foul on Kyle?
Yeah.
He just swung his arm.
Draymond
and Kyle Lowry are the exact same player, and they, like, if you just switch spots, Draymond will catch so much slander.
That's true.
It's so accurate. It's so accurate, man.
Oh god.
Yeah. So he gets the Gerald Henderson and Steph Curry, Pat Patterson. Listen, man, 21 points in 42 minutes is just not enough. I understand that the Raptors are sending multiple guys at him, and there's a lot of gravity, but like, ultimately, all that gravity, I mean, he had a wide open look to extend the series on the home floor and make us, you know, Hollywood ending, and it just never happened for him.
And he bricked two open threes where he, like, split a trap early where, like, Marc Gasol just wouldn't catch up, and he just bricked threes. And it's like, man, like, if you're, like, the whole point of being, like, the number one option on offense and being that level of player is that you shouldn't, like, people should not be able to take you out of a game entirely.
Yeah. But, I mean, look, man, we've seen with Kyle. Like, if you're just small, at some point you'll be physically taken out.
I don't know. Fred VanVleet didn't get taken out.
Oh.
Finals MVP, oh, man. Fred VanVleet.
Oh. Yo, everyone's going to be insufferable for at least a year.
Like 5 years, man.
I'm really glad the Raptors didn't win in five. You would have been insufferable.
Oh, I was so close to that, man. I was so close. The only person that said Raps in five. Ah, jeez.
Damn.
Poor KD, man. Get well, KD. Get well, Clay. Great series for the Raptors. Great season, and yeah, the Raptors are NBA champions, man.
Champs. Champions. Feel... Banner's going up.
This is crazy.
Banner is going up.
Yo, can we take down the 2015 banner? The Atlantic Division banner? Can we take that down?
Yeah, we can take it down now.
Every time I look at
the dog, the last 5 years didn't even exist. Like, this year just wiped out all of those. I don't care about any of those memories. I don't care about any of those playoff runs. They don't matter.
Yeah.
Retire the jersey numbers of every player on this team, man. Even Eric Moreland. Let's go. Just retire every number. So
Vince Carter's coming back to Toronto.
77.
Yo, Vince Carter comes back to Toronto. Wild... He sees Eric Moreland's already taken his 15.
Another random wild stat: Pascal Siakam like outscoring DeMar DeRozan in a single postseason.
Yes,
that's wild.
That was wild too.
That is incredible.
Oh my god, I can't believe this team happened.
This is just an amazing
entire
team,
season's a fever dream, dog.
Yo, do they still release like championship DVDs, man? I need one of those.
Oh,
I
need
to rewatch like everything.
Yeah,
every single game, regular season, preseason, that Pelicans game they didn't air.
Yo, that was a great game. We talked about it. The
and we need like extended episodes of Open Gym, man.
Man, I'm happy for Open Gym too.
Yeah, shout out Open Gym.
Are the final shirts being sold yet?
Yeah, they're being sold.
I spent like $300 already on the site.
Yo,
go on NBAstore.ca. Yeah.
The scariest thing was like two minutes left in the fourth quarter. Blake like tapped me on the shoulder, and he like
the shirt came out online.
Yeah, it came out early, and he was like, "Oh my god, no, this is the worst thing possible." And then,
Danny threw the ball away, I was like, "Yo, this is all happening."
I can't believe Steph had a wide open look and he missed it, man. That's insane.
I can.
Hey, when you're fraud, that's what happens, dog.
Damn.
Oh man, slander.
Christian Rock, DJ Augustin, dog.
Christian Rock. All right, guys, this is great. This is great. I'm really happy you guys stayed up so late. I mean, it's probably like morning time. Do you guys see sunlight yet in Toronto?
Oh, it's bright out here. But this podcast is going to be a historical document, man.
Yeah. All right. So for Alex, for Sahal, for Assad. Guys, the Raptors Reaction Podcast was very fun to do this year. And yeah, I'll be back. I guess probably Summer League, but it's going to be a while. It's going to be a lot of follow-up podcasts once I get back to Toronto. I really have a lot of people that I really want to talk to and just break down their emotions and break down their feelings throughout this entire run. So look out for those. But for the meantime, thanks everyone for listening. And, really champions.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's AURA.com/safety.